I'm going to again review some of the things that has happened in 2020 in light of the coronavirus, and I've not been able to travel as much. So I'm going to share my journals, looking at the context of what God has done, what he said about this situation, the preparation I shared yesterday from 2017 for what's going on today, and how should we respond? You know, what has God been calling me and others to do during this time period to legislate for the changes that God wants to bring out of this situation, the shifts that need to take place globally? And so there's been a lot that's been happening. So I just want to share some of the things that's been happening. I've joined with others to form a group of people who've been gathering together weekly to engage in the heavens, to begin to legislate into some of the things that are on the heart of God right now. And that's been an interesting time. April 22nd. Son, as you collaborate with our heart, contracting into us, in other words, coming together around the Father's heart, collaborating with his heart, knowing his heart, you can expand around the earth, shielding the earth from external and dimensional influences. What we've seen is what God is looking to bring out of this situation, this recalibration, reset of the world systems, are being influenced by external and dimensional beings that are seeking to hinder what God is doing and maintain the status quo of the existing global things, which are suppressing the people of God from coming into their sonship. Positioned globally, you can, in unity, focus your attention on our priorities and contract in a circle around that issue. So whenever God shows us something, we come together, come in around his heart, find what his heart is, and then expand out to begin to outwork his heart. Once focused, you can release the opposite spirit into the opposition to restore the redemptive purpose that has been corrupted and perverted. And what we found is there are beings that have been deceived and are in opposition to what we're called to do as sons of God in the restoration of all things process, but they can be restored if you approach them in the opposite spirit, not fighting against them, not going to war against them, but coming with the weapons of love. Son, this is not to be a war, but a series of restoration events that will restore those of our children who have been deceived into opposing our intentions. And it's not just beings that oppose the restoration of all things. Actually, some of God's children also oppose it. Son, the key is to not just treat each other with honor and love, which is very, very important, of course, but to bless those who are operating in the curse, so that they can be returned to the fold and have their identity restored. Our children's destiny has been twisted and perverted. That is why they have been deceived. But every crooked path can be made straight. Sorry, excuse me. And every mountain of self can be made low in humility, and every valley of bondage on the earth can be lifted up. Son, you have been given limitless grace to release limitless mercy so that our mercy can triumph over all of men's DIY, do-it-yourself, judgment and justice. Son, let mercy flow down like a mighty river of love from your position of collaboration with our heart. Bless those who've been in opposition into submission with the same unconditional love that we have lavished upon you. Son, restoration government rules and overcomes through love expressed as mercy in forgiveness. Son, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing in the darkness of their lost identity. Son, gather to deal with global issues and mobilize and release others to deal with local, regional and national issues. And for me, this is what I'm seeking to do right now, is to gather with people who have calls to engage with some of the global issues, but also with those also who are going to deal with some of the national and regional issues that we're facing right now. Son, I call you to focus on and prioritize the restoration of all things mandate with conferences, webinars, books, to see a great reformation take place in this season of great shifting and shaking. And I've just completed a book, which is now being edited, on the restoration of all things, because I took this mandate seriously. and really began to focus my effort into giving a concise, well, not too concise, actually, it's probably about 400 pages, but an overview of the restoration of all things and why it's so aligned with the heart of God. This message must go forth to captivate the hearts of the sons of God so they become oracles and legislators of our heart to all of creation. And I think that's, again, really, really important. We need to raise up those who carry the heart of God. Only those who carry the oracles of our heart and become living oracles will be revealed to creation because they are shining, radiating love's light as transfigured souls. Remember, creation is longing, waiting for the revealing of the sons of God. God is not going to reveal those who do not connect with creation. Son, embrace the continual process of transfiguration to become who you are. Transfigured by love to be love's light and arise and shine with creative light as a mature son, ascended in the realms of glory, looking upon our face, reflecting the radiance of our express image and likeness. And that is the call for all of us, to come into our mature sonship. I was suddenly overwhelmed by intense feelings of love, and this was quite a powerful experience. And these intense feelings of love were like waves of the oracles of the Father's heart rolling and breaking over me powerfully with emotions and feelings that were encapsulating the Father's heart for creation. Waves of passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, unity of oneness and lavish, abundant blessing. Just waves rolled in me. Each wave crashed over me. I felt deeply for a different aspect of creation that's in bondage. People of all kinds, categories in bondage to death and corruption, the fallen ones in their hopeless deception. Then the dimensional beings who are trapped in hopelessness, hopeless desire and deprivation. And the elementals enslaved to corrupt motivations, the groaning of the earth and the physical universe itself. And I began to feel and sense God's heart towards all this. I felt the pain of lost identity wrapped in a heavy hopelessness and despair. But love rose up in me, overcoming all the negative emotions I was empathizing with, because I was feeling the negativity of it. Because I was feeling what they feel, so then I could feel what God feels. And then I began to feel that, and that was really intense. I felt an explosion of such glorious love that to me makes restoration inevitable. Because that love will not be defeated, it will never end, it won't relent until it has it all. Love wins because love has always won. It is the true deeper magic, as C.S. Lewis coined it in the Narnia stories. No matter what you see on the surface, there is a deeper heart behind it in the love of God, who has won and will win and will continue to win, because love is the power of God. It is God in essence and opportunity. I found a really interesting couple of pictures with like waves and waves of love. And I want to encourage you just at this moment, just to close your eyes and allow the Father to pour those waves of love over you that will connect you to the oracles of his heart, that will connect you to passion and burning desire and intense joy and deep compassion and overwhelming love and the unity of oneness and the abundance of blessing that he has for his creation. And I would encourage you just to open your heart and allow that whole, well, really it's just allowing the whole of his heart to roll over you so that you can embrace it yourself. So just close your eyes and allow the waves just to roll over you. Thank you. wave after wave of passion, burning desire, intense joy, deep compassion, overwhelming love, unity and oneness, and lavish blessing. Just let them impact you, go deeper and deeper into your very being. You will be an oracle of the Father's heart. And I encourage you, you know, to be an oracle. We need to engage the Father. We need to know his heart. So I just encourage you to embrace the reality of his heart as we go forward. In April 23rd, God said, Son, rest, and from your position, seated in the heaven of heavens, look and see the created universe and the 12 constellations you know as the cosmos or the Mazaros. As a group, united in oneness of heart, mind, and purpose, this is where I am calling you to expand from. So in other words, we can't just remain engaged with the earth, although this season I think it's really important that we embrace all that God's doing in our midst. But there is a cosmos, there is a universe, there is beyond for restoration. The boundary that you see set is ever increasing, so must your consciousness be ever enlarging and increasing in government and peace. We must bring the whole of the created order to a place of God's kingdom and peace. From the outer rim of the circle of the deep, look in and declare, we are here for you. Just as you have declared that from your position as guardians of the earth. When we were shielding around the earth together as a group of seven people, we felt we needed to declare to all of creation, all of the beings, all of the spiritual beings, all of the angelic realm, all of the dimensional beings, that we are here for you. We're not here to oppose you. We're not here to fight you. We are here for your restoration. Passionately desiring through the love of God, the restoration of all things. And that is not just those things that are engaged with the earth, but the whole of the cosmos. This is where the restoration government administrates the restoration of all things, as all things are contained within this boundary or can be accessed from within the 12 constellations and their portals. Son, fill this sphere with your love so your songs can be the catalyst for the harmonious symphony that restoration will result in. As sons, we are the sound frequency that creation will respond to. The groaning of creation can be heard and felt from this boundary, and your frequency will begin to entrain creation as your collaboration with our heart produces a resonance that cannot be resisted. This resonant pulsating to the rhythm of our heartbeat will release the rest of love, joy, and peace, so that the oneness of unity will bless the whole created order, releasing the hope of restoration to all things within its sphere. Son, each of you just has to be, because it is in your being that this rhythm will be produced from the honor, love, and unity that you are. Being, not more doing, is what creation needs in this season, to bring it to rest, from which restoration will begin to spread like an infection of hope through the shining of love's light. The rest of your oneness, where there is no competition, strife, and enmity within your circle, will become contagious, spreading peace and ease, not disease. Son, do everything from the opposite spirit and the contradictory position by being the oracles that express our passionate, burning, and deepest desire for creation's freedom and restoration. It's so important. We do not go to war. Our tools or our weapons are weapons of love. We come in the opposite spirit. We don't fight. We seek to restore, to make whole, to bring those who see themselves as our enemies, as enemies of God, back to a place of friendship and restoration of relationship. 27th of April. Son, I, as your father, have been preparing you for this moment to be one of those forerunners who converge Kronos and Kairos time, and time and eternity, heaven and earth, man with creation. This is a time for convergence. This is a time of union, of coming together in oneness. You have been called for such a time as this, as it is your destiny, given to you before the foundation of the earth. Son, I'm well pleased with you, as you have been willing to let go of the old and focus single-mindedly on the new, which is in fact just the restoration of what was also always meant to be. Your passion for restoration has developed through the journey of your life, as the circle of the deep was aligned for the time and seasons and kairos moments that directed your path. All of us have been on a journey. All of us had had milestones on that journey, times that perhaps at the time we went through them may have been difficult or painful or not understood, but they've all been preparing and drawing us to this point in our lives. And God began to show me some of these moments, some of the things that had happened to me, some of the decisions I made, sometimes not even realizing I was making a decision, but my spirit sometimes overwhelmed and just took charge. Your childhood love of nature, your pursuit of the unknown and desire for adventure, because that's what I was made to be like. Your unwillingness to accept the obvious, your thirst for answers to the difficult questions that we presented to you. Your willingness to let go of career and embrace spirituality. Your curiosity to look beyond for deeper meaning to the mysteries of creation. Son, your journey has been an adventure that has needed the characteristics that you have been given, so that you are not confined to the normality that limits others to maintain the status quo. You know, I've always been pursuing change. It's always been for me. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. There must be more than this. This is something which is echoed within my being. And God was just beginning to show me all the points along my journey that he had pleasure over. Now is the moment for you, who you really are, to be revealed to creation to a fuller extent, to keep the balance as this great shift shakes that which can be shaken. Son, open your heart to the greater possibilities that exist beyond the limits of reason, and the quest that you have received will be expanded to reveal their full purpose. Over my life, particularly since engaging the heavens, I've been given a number of quests by Enoch and the Father. Sometimes those quests were beyond my ability to understand cognitively, but I embraced them anyway, and they began to outwork. We have held back much of their true meaning, giving you only glimpses that have drawn you beyond, as you are not mature enough. Son, you have been faithful within the limitations, and now the restrictions are going to be removed, so you can truly go beyond, which is true destiny. You have not allowed the small thinking and the social cultural norms of others to hold you back on your pursuit of the truth. So do not allow conformation to the mundane to control your journey beyond. Son, ascend beyond to open the pathway for others to follow and write the books of restoration. That is to be your focus beyond the shift. Son, be comprehensive. Hold nothing back as your journey moves beyond the tethering to the physical universe. Son, we want you to see the key milestones on your journey towards the full restoration of all things message that has become your passion. The memories began to flood my mind. The once disconnected events were now unveiled in their synchronicity. I saw all these things that had happened to me and how they were significant in me coming to this point in my life. The defining moments of my choices throughout life were no random chances, but carefully orchestrated opportunities to go beyond, not to be conformed to the mold of normality. So I began to think of the things that had happened in my life. I've shared them in my book and various times on the Engaging God program, but they all just encapsulated at this moment. My choice to forgo a soulmate, my choosing never to be one of the crowd, my choosing to reject the pursuit of career, my challenging religious norms, my choosing to accept the invitation to speak when I didn't want to speak, when I was fearful of public speaking, my willingness to forgive betrayals. And I've had many in my life. My willingness to leave job security, lay the foundations of the freedom ministry here. My refusal to be conformed to one stream. My pursuit of baptism in water and spirit, despite opposition. My choice to embrace eschatological deconstruction. My choice to reject Zionism in all its forms. my choices to actively pursue kingdom concepts, my choice to reject study for meditation, my choice to actively pursue conversational relationship with Jesus, my choice to seek visionary experiences, my choice to leave the wilderness and cross over, my choice to have my father wounds healed, my choice to say yes to impossibilities over and over, my choices to continually go beyond my comfort zones, my choices to embrace the fire of the firestones, the judgment seat, the river of fire, the altar, the fiery sword, the fiery place. Fire has been quite a part in my life. My choice to reject orthodoxy, my choice to reject penal substitution atonement, my choice to reject the hell delusion, my choice to pursue frequency and energy, my choice to accept Enoch's quest, my choices to walk into the unknown with my Father, my choice to go beyond into the dimensions, my choices to restore the fallen ones, my choice to engage the dark cloud of transformation, my choice to accept invitations to travel for conferences. Yeah, I didn't want to travel. I didn't want to leave the comfort of my office, but I accepted the choice. My choice to engage the eternal now, my choice to accept the Chancellor's seal, my choice to accept ambassadorship, my choice to accept the court cases to the Council of 70, my choice to engage wisdom, choice to engage the seven spirits, my choice to accept prudence's tools, my choice to engage the cloud of witnesses, my choice to engage the face of the Father's person, my choice to become part of regional cosmic benches, my choice to write the book, my choice to engage, to create the Engaging God program, choosing to go it alone, choosing non-linearity, choosing the difficult path, choosing not to play it safe, my choice is to say yes against my soul's resistance, my refusal to be limited, restricted, or intimidated by fear of man, my choice to reject the temptations of celebrity, materialism, position, title, my choice not to trade negatively on the floors of Tyre and Athaliah, my choice to pursue relationship over advantage. All these key moments on my journey beyond towards the restoration of all things flash before me, encouraging and inspire me to press on towards the goal, to never go back. Beyond restoration is my destiny and that of all God's children. You will have your own journey. You will have your own milestones and things which are God's orchestrating your life to be able to have these choices. Make the right choices. Don't go back. Continue to go forward. April the 28th. Son, restoration is what is inevitable when you discover and experience the oracles of our heart. The oracles express our desires and emotion towards all that we have created for a harmonious, unconditional love relationship. We created all things to live in united synergy and harmony with us and each other, but independence, first in the angelic and dimensional realms, then in the physical realm with man, spoiled that unity and selfishness became the overriding emotion and motivation. There was no selfishness in the beginning, just oneness, when the bonds of unity were broken and some of the all things of creation separated from each other, the groaning for restoration began. From before the foundations of creation were laid, provision was made upon that which would become the foundation stone of all creation. The offering that was the fullest extent of our unconditional love was the antidote to selfishness, which is self-sacrifice. Creation itself was established on the deeper hidden principles of love's desire for oneness, expressed by the willingness to give oneself for others. Son, no rebellion of selfish independence can ever overcome unconditional love, as it is who we are. Son, the restoration of all things is not just something we desire to see accomplished, but it is the inevitable culmination of who we are. As we are, I am that I am, the beginning and the end are found within our being. The sonship that is being unveiled amongst our children is an integral part of that restoration process. When our children rediscover their true identity, take their places alongside us, seated in the heavenly realms, true government will begin to manifest. The government of our kingdom, our will and purpose will shine brightly with love's light in the glorious hope of freedom. The cry of freedom is resonating throughout the creation order, creating the hope that will inspire restoration. Son, as an oracle, inspire other oracles to carry freedom, legislate the message of hope, to rally our children to the restoration call. Love equates to restoration, as love never fails, never gives up, can never be overcome, because love wins as it has always won. As we are unconditional love, the leaven of restoration will infiltrate all of our creation to become the all in all. Our very grace, as our divine power, is already within the fabric of everything we have created, ready to be activated by the consciousness of our sons, so that all that is already within all will become the substance and fully realized, and the quantum lumens, the light, living light beings, the fabric of grace, the strings of energy within all things will begin to be activated to become the substance of what God's desire really is. Love is all in all, to be realized as all in all, to become a reality for all within all. We are within all, and all live and exist within us. Acts 17:27. Though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live, move, and exist, for we also are his children. Now that was a poem written, I think, in the Greek culture, but actually in reality it is expressing the heart of God, and so much creativity has come outside of what we would term normal forms, but accept it when you resonate with it. Separation is but an illusion for a fleeting moment within the figment of man's imagination, but that can never change or overcome the true eternal now reality of oneness that exists within the circle of our conversation. Restoration is settled, but not as an event as some see it, but as an ever-increasing expression of our government and peace. Peace as wholeness already exists in the eternal now of our pure existence. Therefore, as we are, so shall you be, all in all. I want to just read some scriptures about all in all and some of the things, because this is a theme right throughout the New Testament, particularly with Paul's writings. 1 Corinthians 15:28. When all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all. Ephesians 1:23, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. 1 Corinthians 15:21, for since by a man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive, and actually all are made alive. But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, those at his coming, and he's already come, to do this in actual resurrection. He came back from the death in resurrection. So his presence is with us. Then comes the end, when he hands over the kingdom to God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and power. Now how is he going to abolish it? Not destroy it, but restore it. For he must reign until he has put all things under his feet, put all his enemies under his feet. Now, when you have this phrase, and this phrase harps back to several things in the Old Testament, in the Psalms, when an enemy became a footstool, it meant a place of worship. So God's desire, just like he did with Paul himself, who was an enemy in his own eyes, but never to God, was turned from an enemy to be a friend, and to be a passionate ambassador of this message of inclusion. And God wants to turn his enemies into a place of worship. The last enemy that will be abolished is death, for he has put all things in subjection under his feet. But when he says all things are put in subjection, it is evident that he is accepted who put all things in subjection to him. In other words, there is no within God themselves, Father, Son, and Spirit. There is nothing of competition or subjection in there. There is just a mutual willingness to be who they are. Verse 28, when all things are subjected to him, then the Son himself will also be subjected to the one who subjected all things to him, so that God may be all in all. Ephesians 1:18, I pray that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened, so you will know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Verse 19, what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe? These are in accordance with the working of the strength of his might, which he brought about in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule, authority, power, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the one to come. Obviously, that is the new covenant age that we're in. And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him as head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And you get over and over again this all in all message. That is the message of restoration, of restoring all to all, so that all may be in all and all will be in all. Colossians 3:10, and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in the knowledge of the image of its creator. Here there is no Gentile or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave or free, but Christ is all and is in all. There is no division within God. He does not separate, he does not divide, he does not portion according to what we've done, but according to who we are, all his children. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved. Well, who are they? Actually, all his children. All that he's created. And those who know that by revelation have a responsibility to act. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. The fruit of the Spirit, his heart. Bear with one another, forgive one another. If any of you has a grievance against someone, forgive as the Lord forgave you. And this is to limit the effect of enmity and strife that you see operating in the world. And we, as the people of God, have not expressed this. All the denominations and division and competition that exists throughout the Christian institution is not a demonstration of the true heart of God. And those who have experienced the love of God in a new, unconditional way need to express forgiveness, living, loving. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. Let the peace of Christ rule in your heart, since as members of one body you were called to peace and be thankful. We need to see peace restored. We need to function in peace. We need to demonstrate peace. We need to be peace. We need to be peacemakers. We need to make sure that we're not operating in division, in competition, in conflict, and we're not tribal. Making tribes on the basis of belief rather than being all one family on the basis of relationship, that we are in him and he's in us, and therefore all can be in all. Ephesians 1:10, with a view to an administration suitous to the fullness of times. That is the summing up of all things in Christ, things in heaven and things on the earth in him. Acts 3:19, therefore repent, change your mind, have an agreement with the mind of God, and return. Return from where? Return from our own lostness, our own independence, and walking according to the path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So that your sins, and it's the sins actually, may be wiped away. Our lost identity will be wiped away in order that the times of refreshing, breathing easily again, the breath of Yod, Hey, Vav, Hey, and breathing to the rhythm of his life, may come from the presence of the Lord, and that he may send Jesus, the Christ appointed for you. Of course, he's already come. And this was looking forward to it, and now he's already come, whom heaven must receive until the period of the restoration of all things. We are in that period. Heaven has released its blessing, opened its doors, so that we can be facilitating the restoration of all things. April the 29th. Son, globalization is the counterfeit of true family, which provides mutual support, encouragement through covenant. Globalization has left local communities, countries vulnerable to manipulation and control because of greed and that exploits the weak. Globalization has played into the hands of those cabals and corporations who seek to control the world through their humanistic agendas. Son, it is time to restore family to the earth, whose purpose is peace and well-being, not profit and greed. It is time to reconnect people with the creation in a symbiotic union that was to be harmonious and bountiful. Creation is longing, waiting for a restored relationship where it's not being asset stripped and exploited. It is time that our sons arise and restore kingdom government as the DIY systems begin to crumble and fall as they shake. They are shaken. Son, prioritize the targets by seeking our heart together in unity with pure heart, seeking only to do our will. Lay down your agendas, take up a more noble cause through wisdom's pillars according to the ancient paths. Portals of opportunity are opening to focus heaven's frequency into the earth to bring great change. It is time for peaceful revolution to take place as the great shift turns the hearts of our children back to us as they begin to seek for security and peace in the midst of turmoil. It is time for the sons of God to unite and decree peace, be still, to the chaotic systems that have failed so they can be removed without war. It is time for peaceful overthrows to bring an end to the systems of exploiting the world and our children for their selfish purposes. Son, call for our children to rise up, shake off the oppression of tyranny that they have willingly submitted to. Son, call for global peaceful protests against the oppressions they have submitted to. Call for their eyes to be open to the light of truth to bring them a realization and consciousness awakening of the evils of globalization and its negative effects on their well-being. It is time to free our children from their slavery to global systems of the false economic machine. It is time to expose the matrix of exploitation and control, to end the illusion and reveal the delusion of following the DIY tree path. Mobilize the counterculture to infiltrate and leaven the world systems with an infection of true kingdom ideology of righteousness and justice. Call for this global awakening to oppression of the control systems of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. It is time for the mountain of the house of the Lord to arise out of the wilderness to shine love's light, to expose the mountains that have made a name for themselves. The independent path of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil is doomed to inevitable failure, so legislate to hasten its end. Release the frequency of hope to turn our children from darkness, to follow the sound and the light, to be drawn to the mountain of the house of the Lord. Let the sound of the cry for freedom resonate throughout creation as they're drawn to the light of love shining from the city on the hill. Son, it is time for the true God to arise in global awakening to our true loving identity so your enemies can be scattered and confused like at Babel. It is the mountain of the house of the Lord and the name of Yod-Heh-Vav-Heh that is to be lifted up, not the names of individual ministry mountains. It is true unity that commands the blessing. All the counterfeits of unity must be exposed to the light of love shining from the true heavenly mountain of Zion. Again, I'm just going to finish with this declaration. I just want you to just open your heart to receive the reality and the revelation of these statements of who God is so you can become who you are. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am that I am, and I am is love. I am love, and love is I am. 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 Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. Love is who I am, and is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. Love is who I am, and love is the motive of every desire, thought, and action. I am that I am, and I change not. I am that I am, and I change not. I am that I am, and I change not. I am that I am and I change not. I am that I am and I change not. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. I have always been and always will be love, as love is an eternal constant. Live loved, love living, live loving. Live loved, love living, live loving. Rest, live in the reality of immortality. Rest, live in the reality of immortality. Rest, live in the reality of immortality. Live in the reality of immortality. Live loved, love living, live loving. Rest, live in the reality of immortality.